Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
After 19 months of not speaking to each other, King Charles and Prince Harry met at Buckingham Palace to have tea for 55 minutes.
Okay, 55 minutes after not speaking to each other for 2 years. Imagine, right?
Well, it didn't seem that long. It's like if you haven't seen your dad in a year and a half and he's the king now and you're having a major fight, wouldn't you want to sit down for a few hours and rehash everything?
Yeah. I mean, I'd want to spend more time and I would not have wanted that much time to have transpired.
Yeah. Well, it probably helped that Meghan wasn't there.
Well, no doubt about it. But it's cold. That's how I imagine it, right? We're going to sit down for tea. That's all we're going to do.
Like the big question everybody was talking about online is, what did they talk about? Because all their reps say there will be no discussion about what was discussed in the meeting where they had tea.
Well, luckily, we have a transcript from that, right? So we can, you know, play the roles here. Who would you like to be?
By a transcript of what happened in there, it means I asked ChatGPT to tell me what they were speaking about.
I mean, I wouldn't divulge that.
Oh, okay. The scene, Buckingham Palace, private sitting room. Charles and Harry sit across from each other with tea. Do you want to be Charles or Harry?
I think I'd like to be Charles.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Harry, you finally made it without me reading about it in the papers. Progress? Is that Australian? Is that English?
Yeah, your Australian accent and your English accent are the exact same thing.
Yeah, they blend. I'm sorry. Just imagine me as King Charles.
Okay. Harry says, hey, that's progress. I was worried they'd live stream it. Ha 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 ha.
If they had, I'd be trending before you even sat down.
Great. Nothing says reunion like the world judging our facial expressions.
True. Speaking of judgment, that haircut last Christmas, what were you thinking?
Hey, it was for the kids. They like the messy look. Keeps me relatable.
Relatable? Did they cut it for you? You're royalty, not a TikTok influencer.
And yet, if I do a TikTok of Archie doing a little royal curtsy, it goes viral.
I see. Maybe I should start doing dances too. Can you imagine the king doing the floss or trooping the collar?
Ah, ha 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 ha. I have to say, this is awful. We've had a lot of terrible ideas, but trying to act out King Charles and Prince Harry in this reunion using our terrible English accents might be the lowest of the low.
What if I do it in an Australian accent? Does that make it better?
They clink cups, laugh, and for a moment the palace feels a little more like family.
Tea and maybe a scone for diplomatic purposes.
Are you afraid to go to the bathroom at work? If you are, you're not alone.
Come on.
Vice reports Gen Z's workplace anxiety also extends to the bathroom. 84% of them surveyed said they felt anxiety about using the restroom at work.
Why is he laughing about it? 84%. I don't think it's funny.
84% of people have a problem about going to the bathroom at work.
Well, those that are part of Gen Z. So those are people between the ages of 13 and 28. And normally, I don't stick up for Gen Z.
Yeah.
But I will say this, is that I get this. I think that that's a real problem. I've had it here for 15 years.
We have 3 floors of bathrooms. Like, if you need more privacy, just go find another bathroom.
All right, producer Julie is part of Gen Z. Julie.
So much so that they're seriously considering quitting their job.
Have you thought about quitting because you have a hard time going to the bathroom here?
There's like 4 minutes in between breaks to go to the bathroom, so that makes me anxious, but I don't know. I just go to a different floor if I need more privacy. It's not a big deal.
If you walk in and there's an audience in there and you feel like, you know, it's going to be weird.
Turn around.
Get up. Find another location, right? I mean, I guess maybe the new need here is not enough. Like, if you have to go to the bathroom, you're going to get over the rest of it, I'm imagining, right?
Here's the scoop. Some workers say that they time their breaks so that they'll be alone in the commode. Others avoid restrooms based on who is inside.
Mm-hmm.
Half of workers say they don't tell their boss about a bathroom emergency, no matter how bad it gets.
who would do that ever?
It's not third grade, right? Like, do I have to notify my boss? Listen, if you have a bathroom emergency, here's what you're doing. You're getting yourself to the bathroom. And once you get there, you're going to do your business in the bathroom because it's an emergency after all. You're not going to stop, have a conversation with anybody about it. You're not going to, you know, look for permission or have somebody go, listen, go ahead. Good luck with it. That's not going to happen, right? Like, I mean, if it's urgent, you're going to skedaddle, possibly having your hand to your butt and move it quickly.
Maybe for you guys.
I mean, totally.
I have that problem. I've had that problem my whole life. I have that weird thing where I can't pee. I can't do that if there's other people in there. It's called the shy bladder. I have a shy bladder. Just because you guys don't have a shy bladder doesn't mean you should be putting it down.
Listen, stage fright is a thing that people might have from time to time. But again, I would just say that if you're there and it's that crucial, then you don't necessarily have to go enough.
Oh, you know what?
Mm.
That sounds like an ignorant statement from somebody that doesn't have a shy bladder.
Is that right? Because, I mean, it's the same thing if they tell you, like, if your kids won't eat, what do they say? They say eventually they're going to, right? Like, that's what the doctor says. If they're hungry enough.
I sympathize with this because I've been there and I know what that feels like.
Are you willing to quit your job?
I've never been willing to quit my job for it.
Yes.
But I have texted our bosses about it. I had one doctor who said to me, I will write you a note.
No.
And I said, write me a note saying what?
Right.
I was so curious.
Exactly.
Because I was like, we don't have a job that gives us the freedom to just disappear for a half hour because we have to go to the bathroom. So how do you explain to your boss, well, I have this condition where I need complete privacy.
Needs to frequently return home to use bathroom 3 times a day.
Must commute back to my home 40 minutes away to go to the bathroom.
Call me insensitive, but if I'm ever receiving a note from somebody like that, or somebody comes into my office and wants to have a discussion with me about that condition and it's that big of a deal, you don't need to work here.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
I'm
Raven.
I'm sorry.
I guess I'm never working for you.
I guess not.
Emmys are back on Sunday, but does anybody actually care? Trending is powered by Wayfair. Cozify your space with Wayfair's curated collection of easy, affordable fall updates, from comfy recliners to cozy bedding and autumn decor. Find it all for way less at wayfair.com. So, Sunday night, it's going to be live from L.A. on CBS, and Nate Bargatze is going to be the comedian that's hosting it. Here he is talking about how he's been preparing.
We got a pretty good plan in place, and we're finishing up the jokes, and hopefully I'm just excited to, I want to just keep it into my planned out show for everybody.
I mean, that doesn't sound very exciting to the casual viewer, right? Like, what? All right, well, I got some jokes, and I'm going to do it my way. Okay, great.
Here's what I know about Nate Bargatze is that he has a cult-like strong following.
Mm-hmm.
And people that like him don't just like him, they love him.
Okay.
So I think it'll be interesting because I think this is he's been on Saturday Night Live.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Are you one of them?
Well, interestingly enough, maybe. So Severance is leading the pack, 27 nominations. Penguin has 24 nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Two shows I don't watch. But who is watching these award shows? Because the big joke is nobody watches anymore.
Sure.
And blah, 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 blah. There is a poll that was just taken that says half of Americans have watched at least one award show in the past year. And a majority of those people are under the age of 45, which I thought was very interesting.
I think that's probably due to the trend that, they're putting a lot of these influencer types, right, that have a strong following, as you said, in the hosting roles that they're putting up for awards, too, right? Like, I mean, it used to be, listen, there was never a time that anybody that wasn't in a movie was actually going to be at the Academy Awards back in the day, besides a spouse of somebody that was in a movie, right? And nowadays, if you watch that award show, there's a bunch of people there from YouTube, and they're not making movies. So you're like, what are these people doing here? So, I mean, I guess it's anything to get the viewership. I'm not saying it's going to be a bad show. I watch a bunch of the shows that are nominated, but I'll just read about it on Monday, I'm guessing.
Well, a lot of people also say that they don't watch the show, but they look forward to watching the clips the following day on social media, which is, I think, what a lot of people do.
Give me the Cliff Notes.
Yeah. Also, what's trending? What is this?
Oh, what's going on the stacks?
Uh-oh.
What is that?
If you've been trying to figure out where's the toothpaste you ordered from Amazon, it might be bobbing in the Pacific.
Oh, no.
70 shipping containers toppled right off a cargo ship at the port of L.A.
Oh, no.
And another 80 are leaning like they're in a limbo contest, like they're about to go down, too.
We can't do anything about that today?
I guess not. The ship suddenly tilted. It's created this entire spectacle of people coming to watch. And then you look, and the containers are opening. So you see sneakers floating in the sea. Oh. You see a TV just wandering by you.
It's time to get a boat, Anna.
Millions of dollars of clothes and electronics and random goodies and things you ordered on Amazon that are just floating around.
Oh, no. We need a snorkeling kit and a dinghy.
Yeah, so if you've been wondering where your Amazon order is, now you know where it is. It's in the water.
It's just another reason why they're going to be like, well, listen, we're updating your shipping now, and it won't be there today.
The teenage eye roll. Have you seen one of those?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if you've ever met a teenager, it's going to happen.
Or now it's kind of developed into this blank stare when they're just looking through your soul when you say something to them. You're like, hello?
The 1,000-yard stare.
You there?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yep.
Yeah. I've been getting that a lot lately, and I realize it's because of the appointments I've been making for my kids. So what are the ages that you can't make your kids do everything together anymore? Turns out there's guidelines about that. So I realized as I was making all the appointments, my older daughter is 16. My younger daughter is 6. Mm-hmm. They're 10 years apart.
Is there a difference between different appointments? I'm guessing that there would be, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hayden, how do you feel about having the same hair appointment as your sister?
I don't love it, but it's fine.
So she's okay with when she says, I need a haircut. I said, okay, I'll call and make an appointment for you and your sister. It's the first thing will come out of my mouth.
How is Dakota when she gets a haircut? Is she fine?
Fine.
Okay.
She's
fine. Well, that makes a difference, I would guess. Right.
Yeah, she has no problem with that. Hayden's like, I can go get a haircut forever. And it's not even on this list, so I guess you can force your kids to get haircuts together forever. Like okay. 27 and 32 years old, yep, you're going to the place down the street to the barbershop.
By appointment, we'll all sit down here and I'll use the Flowbee.
How about when I make your dentist appointments at the exact same time?
That's a bit weirder.
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
Really?
And I've explained to her that I'm not going there twice. So we're going to sit there and we're going to get this done twice a year for the cleanings and you're going to go with your sister. But I think it's because it takes a while and she just sits there.
Yeah.
And she's just, you know, how long can you just be on your phone?
I was going to say, I mean, like if one's in one room and one's in the other room, like who cares at the time? But right, if you're sitting around after, it's a boring office to be in, I would imagine.
And how about your pediatrician appointments for your annual checkups?
I don't like that.
Why?
Because I don't want to go to the doctor at the same time as my sister.
This is the one, truthfully, that made me start thinking because she was so mad that I made their annual appointments together. She was mad last year, but this year she was really mad.
Yeah.
And I think it's because when you have to go to that doctor, they see you. And, you know, you're bending over. They're checking your back. They're checking all your stuff. And she, you know, here's her sister.
Yes, they're checking all sorts of things at the doctor.
Yeah.
Yes. When you're 16, I would imagine they're checking some different things than when you're 6.
Right.
Also, correct.
Well, no, not really.
Okay.
Not really, except that your sister's there making commentary.
Well, so she's in the same room?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not. Are you, like, you needed Hayden to tell you that? That's a no.
It's your sister.
No.
Who
that's
cares?
She's 16. She's a young woman now.
Yeah. No, to me, I'm like, listen, we are a family, and if you don't want to go by yourself to your doctor's appointment, then you're going with your sister.
No.
At what age do you think that you became too old to go to the doctor with your sister?
I should have never gone to the doctor with my sister.
Wow.
When she was born was too old.
She has a lot of thoughts on that.
I mean, I would say anything over the age of probably 11, right?
11?
Like, I mean, yeah, 10, 11, right? Yeah. Like, you know, at that time, it's time for separate appointments on that.
Not on this list, but you know what is on this list?
What's that?
How old is too old to take baths with your sibling?
I've never taken a bath with Dakota.
You used to put your bathing suit on when you were little and get in with her.
Yeah, but that's not taking a bath with her.
It's true.
Right, swimming in the bathtub.
Exactly. So here's the guidelines that they say. If your child is between the ages of 3 and 7, the siblings, they can't bathe together anymore. After 3 years old, they're not supposed to be bathing together anymore.
That's funny. I mean, I remember being younger. I mean, generational, that was probably not so much a big deal before, but okay.
You're not supposed to share a bed with your sibling after the age of 5 either.
That makes
share
sense to me. Yeah,
yes.
Sharing beds is like that. I mean, listen, you do it when you have to, but if you don't have to, you shouldn't be doing that.
How about matching outfits? 7 years old is you're not supposed to put them in matching outfits anymore after they've reached the age of 7. What I would, as a full grown adult, I would love matching outfits with my kids.
Yeah, but that's a choice.
Oh.
And you made it. And you can't make that for everybody else if you want them to be individuals.
They can't share a room after 16 years old. I was like, what if you don't have another place to put them? What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, necessity being, you know, the one that's going to dictate that.
But. And they no longer belong at the kids' table after 15. And I was like, wait a minute. There's certainly tables that I sit at as a full-grown woman, too, that's still considered the kids' table.
Yeah, but that's about the size of your house, yeah. All right? That's about the size of the room.
Kidney stones. That's the number one answer on our social media page of how did you end up in the emergency room?
That is definitely not comfortable.
No.
I haven't had to deal with that yet, but I know some people that have had.
Yeah.
And it people will pass out. Like a lot of guys, they have to deal with it at some point.
Yeah. No, I know. I've had my uncles go through it.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Gosh. Forget it. I don't want to deal with that.
I don't. But, you know, the thing about emergency rooms is you never want to be there. You never know you're going. And when you end up there, you're always a little bit scared,
sure.
And it's like the last place you want to be, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How did you end up in the emergency room? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I spent this past weekend, Saturday night, in the emergency room. My little one, Dakota, my six-year-old, she has a severe peanut and tree nut allergy.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, I'm a EpiPen-carrying mom. I've got all my stuff. You know, I'm ready to go. It was a cross-contamination at a restaurant. She never actually put the nut in her mouth. I didn't know what was happening. And she was just getting violently sick.
Yeah.
And we got in the car and I didn't know what to do. And I thought maybe, but I couldn't, I didn't know what she possibly could have eaten that did it.
Well, here's the thing. If you don't know, right, there's only one place to go.
There's only one place you go.
Right. You're going to the hospital.
But so we go into the emergency room. They confirm she's in anaphylactic shock. They're incredible. They are incredible. It was a pediatric emergency room. And they take care of her. They give her the epi. They give her the steroids. They give her the nebulizer. They give her, you know, everything.
Sure.
All while giving her frozen stickers and a coloring book to keep her occupied.
It makes a real difference, that bedside manner.
Oh,
my
gosh.
How to deal with kids. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And not everybody has a great experience when you go to the ER.
Oh, no.
Last time I went in there,
I was in for 6 hours before I even left the lobby, and there were people passing out and falling out of chairs near me.
But when you have to go there, it's always a story, right? So what's your story? What ended you up in the emergency room? 1-800-330-9999. Larry.
I was helping a friend clean out their basement, and I actually ended up stepping on a board that had a couple of nails sticking out of it.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Yeah, both nails went through my shoe. One of them kind of went sideways into the heel of my foot, and the other one went up into the foot.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was, that was amazing. I lifted my foot up, and the board was still stuck to my shoe.
Yeah. And it's you know, you're getting a tetanus shot. You know, you're not getting out without a tetanus shot because you can't remember when you had the last one.
Yep, no, exactly. And those tetanus shots are not the best feeling thing either.
Oh,
so,
no.
I mean, the whole thing, I mean, it looked like, you know, I had my foot in the air. And my buddy was like, what are you going skiing or something? It's like, I've got a nail in my foot.
Yeah.
Not a great day.
Elizabeth, what landed you in the ER?
Well, it was actually my husband who got a bee sting on his wrist, and it inflated his arm, so we had to go to the emergency room. And we were building a house at the time, so we took our kids and we drove to the emergency room. And while we were there, we were looking at the news TV up in the corner. It showed that there was a tornado that just touched down in our neighborhood, on our street, and devastated all the houses around us.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were watching it on the TV going, whoa, if we had been there, I don't know what would have happened. Our house was fine, but to watch it on the news from the hospital was absolutely surreal.
How terrifying.
That's awful.
Yes. But luckily, you were in there before, too, because wait times are going to go up. Oh my! I mean, I hope everybody was okay in your area. That is unbelievable.
No people got hurt, but the houses were devastated.
You know what they say, right? It's just property. So.
Right. Yeah. That's,
oh, my
that's
gosh.
It.
All right. Well, your husband got to keep his arm, right? So.
What landed you in the ER? 1-800-330-9999. The worst part about ending up in the emergency room is if you're there for something dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to explain to them that you have made a terrible mistake and now you're here. It's like when I wanted to slip and slide in college and then I had to pull a beer bottle out of my leg. Not easy to explain.
Yeah, I mean, you don't go there for judgment, right? Mm-hmm. You go there for treatment. But, you know, when you're in there and you have no idea what's happening with you, too, and then you get in the back and they go, no, it's just this, and it's like no big deal. That's also a problem because if you've been sitting in the ER for 4 hours, That's bad. I mean, I've been to the ER for a lot of things, Anna, right? One memorable situation was when I jumped the speed bump on a 10-speed bike I had no business riding because I was still below a certain height, and then slid about 30 yards on my face on the asphalt.
What happened when you got to the ER?
Oh, yeah. They just made me sit there for a while as I drooled and cried on myself.
Mary says, my sister threw a fork at me and it got stuck in the side of my face.
Oh my gosh.
Josh said, I gave blood, but I didn't eat before. I kept passing out at the donation place.
Oh. That's why they always have donuts at the blood drive. Eat one.
Debbie said, anaphylaxis due to marijuana. I am deathly allergic to pot and had no idea. What?
Welcome to the new world.
How did you end up in the ER? 1-800-330-9999. Anthony.
When I was a teenager, my friends and I were playing with bottle rockets, kind of shooting them at each other.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend, he was probably, I don't know, 25 yards away from me. And he shot one at me, and it went right in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
And I freaked out, and I bit my tongue so bad that I had to go to the ER and get stitches on my tongue.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, you're really, I mean, lucky, obviously, that it wasn't like one of those ones that blew up in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, God knows what could have happened.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's absolutely horrific. And a good lesson for everybody is, like, don't do anything that stupid ever in their life.
I didn't even know you could stitch your tongue. I mean, I guess you have to stitch anything.
I mean,
what was it like to stitch your tongue?
Very uncomfortable for, like, 2 weeks. You know, because I got these stitches that are, like, scratching the roof of my mouth, and it sucked.
That is crazy. I mean, you could have, like, I mean, seriously, you could have died. You could have died. That's absolutely nuts.
You could have lost your tongue.
Yeah, that would have been bad, too. Death is a little bit worse, but yeah, all bad. Could have blown up his palate.
You don't realize how important your tongue is until you don't have it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel good making jokes about
that. I'm not making jokes.
Upset.
Try not to move your tongue. Try. See
no.
What happens. Okay.
I've got a tongue, and I'm going to keep on using it. Thank you.
All right. Allison, what landed you in the ER?
Okay, when I was really, really young, I drank water out of the pond in our backyard, and I got some weird bacterial infection. It was like one of those freak things where the doctors are like, okay, what are all the options on the table? How did this happen?
Okay, Allison, two things. One, you've unlocked a new fear of mine, of my daughter drinking water from the pond in our yard.
Oh, yeah.
That's a conversation I have to have with her when I get home.
Fair enough.
Number two, the bacteria stuff, you don't realize how bad it is.
Oh my God. And they have to figure it out. That's part of the real challenge, is they have no idea.
We have a fish tank. My sister just warned me that her sister-in-law ended up in the hospital cleaning the fish tank, didn't wear gloves, had a little cut on her finger.
Oh my God.
And was hospitalized for days.
Yeah.
Days from the bacteria from the fish.
I mean, terrifying.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
And I mean, especially when you're young, when you're a kid, it'll just take you down.
Yes, scary stuff. I'm glad you're okay, Allison, and I hope we've all learned not to drink from the pond and to wear gloves when we're cleaning the fish tank.
Yeah, also don't drink from rivers. Not a good idea.
No. Any body of water you should avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Except the ocean, because it tastes like a dirty martini.
Nope, don't drink that either.
All right, not that either.
Yeah, salt water, not good for you.
It tastes so good on my lips.
Nope, not a real thing.
Sometimes you just need a breakdance, even at town hall. Will Philly is an independent candidate for the Cranford, New Jersey Township Committee. He went viral earlier this month because at a town meeting, he went up to the podium and performed a silent breakdancing routine complete with robot moves and a backspin like a boss.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Will. I am impressed by the backspin. I mean, maybe the video I saw was edited, but how did you get the velocity to keep it spinning there? Did somebody get up from one of the pews and help spin you? Or are you a breakdancer from past years? What is this?
Yes, I did study breakdancing as a kid. I'm kidding, we didn't study, but yeah, everyone did that. I was that age, and so, you know, we learned, practice that stuff when it was cool way back when. And the issue to do it at that meeting is the pews are narrow. They're close to each other. So my concern was I going to whack my head on one of them? So
yeah, but again, impressive. I saw three full spins. So
it was really good.
I mean, that's really good, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good amount of momentum to go ahead and get that rolling, man.
Before I get to the serious questions I have to ask, why did you do this?
Just to make people free, because it's a very repressive meetings that they have there. And as you can see, people aren't feeling free to even smile or laugh because it's a very intense environment. So kind of to break the tension in our government and our town in general.
Yeah, you know, well, I think that an important part is that you went there to protest and to talk about the taxes in the town. So you had a real reason to be there. You didn't just go there to make a big spectacle of yourself.
Right. And I mean, there is an allotted amount of time that they allow you to speak in that regard, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Residents get 5 minutes.
So you get up there, you've got the 5 minutes, and you decide to spend the first couple minutes doing the robot and all the breakdancing there. And if I was there, I would have stood up and started like clapping with you and be like, go, 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 go. But you look around in the pews and those people were deadpan. Yeah. One guy put his head in his hands and started shaking his head. And I said, maybe he's not seeing the same thing that I'm seeing here.
Maybe he doesn't have the skills to go ahead and breakdance battle.
Yeah. And they said here that you did silent breakdancing, but if you had been able to bring a boombox, what have you been what would you have played there?
I made a cut of it with the Rocky music, actually.
Oh. Smart.
I feel like the soundtrack to Break Into Electric Boogaloo is a good way to start. You know, Turbo, Ozone, Special K.
Now, do you normally use a large piece of cardboard to breakdance, or were you fine just like on regular tile or the carpet that was in Town Hall?
Yeah, if there was something sticky on the floor, that would have mucked up the whole thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So fortunately, they had cleaned it. But yes, cardboard is the preferred surface.
Will Philly went viral for breakdancing at the Cranford Township Committee meeting there, and you're running for independent spot on that board. Will, you know, what are the major concerns for you, and will you be breakdancing at upcoming events?
The big concern is that our government in our town and throughout New Jersey in particular have been hiding really big financial transactions, particularly giving 30-year tax-free exemptions to the huge billion-dollar developers who are building all over the state and in our town. Mm. And all these taxes have to be paid directly out of the pockets of the residents.
And I'm not sure you're aware, Raven, but he moonwalked out when he was done.
Nice.
Yeah, and will that be your signature move whenever you leave a room now?
Yeah, I like the dancing. So, I mean, ideally, if we could get everyone to stand up and dance together, that'd be really nice.
Wait a minute. Is that a challenge he's talking about right now?
Yeah.
Is that something we're supposed to do right now?
I feel like I have to practice my robot because his was very good. Oh, gosh. Raven's dancing.
Oh, moonwalk. You can't see my feet. That helps.
Well, Will Philly, thank you so much for taking the time. If people want to learn more about you.
What website is my name, willphilly.com. That's T-H-I-L-L-Y.
Great. Thank you so much, Will, for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Hey, Lainey, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for being our Middle Schooler of the Week. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure, Lainey.
What school do you go to?
Middlesex.
Want to say hi to all your friends?
Hi.
What grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
All right. Seventh grade. Great year for me, Anna.
Oh, yeah?
Fantastic year. I had a lot of fun that year. Lainey, tell us, what are the top three stories that we need to know for Middle Schooler News?
The Emmys are this Saturday. The K-pop Demon Hunters movie is the most ever watched movie on Netflix, and the World Cup is this year going to be in America.
Oh.
Something that Anna's very excited about. So let's talk about the Emmys there for a minute, Anna.
Yes. Have you watched the Emmys, Lainey?
No.
Do you actually even know what they are?
Yes. They are to recognize intelligence in television.
What's your favorite show that you watch on TV?
Wednesday.
Me too.
Oh, good show, and I haven't gotten into second season yet, so no spoilers, please.
Oh, I finished it. How do you feel about the fact that Lady Gaga was only in for like 2 minutes? Didn't you want more of her?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I heard too, Lainey, is Uncle Fester is getting his own spinoff show, which is really interesting.
Oh, this is a problem, though. When they start trying to milk something too much out of one show, like that's when it dilutes everything else. Yeah. I don't know.
Is Wednesday your favorite character, or is there somebody else?
Enid.
Yeah, no, me too. I love Enid. My daughter, my little one, my six-year-old, she's going to be an alpha werewolf for Halloween. okay, so, and you brought up that K-pop Demon Hunters is the biggest Netflix movie ever. Did you watch it?
I watched it 3 times.
Minimum.
Do you realize that Raven hasn't even watched it once? He doesn't even know how good Golden is.
I apologize, but I understand now that there are real people for Huntrix. Like, they brought out the actual singers that have done it now. I saw them at MTV VMAs.
Yeah. And what was the third story, Lainey?
The World Cup.
What do you think about the World Cup? Are you a soccer fan?
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for? What country?
I don't know.
I mean, the answer is America.
Yeah. popular choices, though.
I guess.
Portugal will be there, right? And, you know, Manchester United, will they be there? I don't even know how this works.
Well, here's what I do know. And Lainey, I'm not sure if you heard this, but most of my family is super soccer fans. And nobody can get tickets. Nobody can get tickets. They're too expensive. It's almost harder to get tickets to go see one of these World Cup games than it was to get Taylor Swift tickets.
I mean, this is crazy to me because the stadiums are huge, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, every one of these stadiums they're playing at is like 70,000 people. How can there be no tickets available?
I know. Do you play soccer, Lainey?
Sometimes.
What's your position? Do you have one or do you just like to run around and kick the ball?
It's more like rotating positions.
Raven doesn't like soccer and doesn't understand why it's such a massive deal here in America.
Listen, I played soccer for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years when I was younger, and I still blame my shin splints on it, all right? It was just running in circles endlessly, all right? It wasn't for me. I apologize. I know there's a lot of big soccer fans out there, or football, whatever they like to call it. When I say football, okay. I think American football. That's just where I'm at.
All right. Well, Lainey, thank you so much for taking the time today to be our middle schooler for the day.
And we hope you have a fantastic year in seventh grade.
Thank you.
Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Oh, Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. It's your turn to vent. Rebecca.
Hey, yeah, so this week I finally told my kids that I was married before their father. Well, so I really think I deserve multiple margaritas.
That's a big one. That is huge. What did they say? What did they do?
So they're 15 and 12, and I always wanted them to think, you know, and know that, like, they were born out of a love story, and so I was just really hesitant to tell them, but the 15-year-old understood. She was really good about it, and the 12-year-old was a little uncertain. I think he's processing, but I feel major relief that this isn't something I have to hide from them anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad we got off our chest. And I think now we can move forward and like continue to talk about it. But I was, I don't know why. When is the right time? I don't know like what's the right age to tell your kids that. Needless to say, I'm going to be drinking quite a few margaritas.
No siblings. Right. You were married, but no other kids or kids?
No other kids. No other kids. Yeah. Just a previous marriage for a few years.
I found out one time. I mean, I can remember being a kid and finding out that somebody in my family not only was married before, but they also had another child who they were not in their life. Mm. As sad as that was the decision that was made by that family at that time. When you're a kid, that can be really difficult to understand. When you're an adult, obviously, makes more sense. You're still like, wow. But
my teenager now will now ask me about, you know, were there boyfriends before dad?
Sure.
And it's an interesting conversation to bring up, but to say that they were married, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, but if you brought that up to Dakota, she'd be like, Mommy, I'd be so mad at you.
Well, she would think, she would just think that you,
you're a terrible
person. It was just daddy forever. Yeah.
How about you, Christina? What'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh my God. I was driving home yesterday. I was in my lane and somebody cut off in front of me. I had to slam on my brakes and leave like 15 feet of rubber. He was side by side with me and then continued and pushed on. And so he hit my car, hit the front bumper of the car, and then kept on going.
Oh,
nobody stops now.
Well, how do you stop them?
They don't stop.
Right.
No, you can't stop them.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that because then you're, you know, road raging. That's, that's dangerous too. But same, I had somebody go two lanes across in front of me with 10 feet of warning. And if it wasn't for the automatic braking on my car, I would have 100% had an accident. And that was just last weekend. And they were turning into a Burger King from 40 miles per hour on the left-hand lane of a four-lane highway. They were going across right. It was crazy.
And then he's gone.
Certainly enjoy your margarita.
Absolutely.
Frida, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
It's not necessarily what I did do, it's what I didn't do. I avoided flipping over my office mate's desk. So I feel like because I avoided any possible jail time, I deserve a margarita.
That's good. Good.
You know, some days it's much harder than others.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be right. You might be wrong. But some days you just feel like you're prone to it. And if you can get through that whole day without doing it and get through a week when somebody is, you know, kind of pressing those buttons or whatever, my hat's off to you. Good for you.
What makes them so bad as a coworker?
Well, she talks incessantly on her cell phone, on speakerphone with her boyfriend. They have this new relationship and I'm just over it.
No, you shouldn't be talking to your boyfriend when you're at work.
Right. Especially on speaker.
Right.
Like, do something with that.
Well, congratulations on holding it together. You enjoyed that margarita. Honestly, when you've had it with your coworkers, there's no better feeling than walking out of the office on a Friday.
Yeah, and if you can walk right into somewhere and get a beverage,
yeah,
that will help.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I just don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couples Court is presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. Joining us, it's Amanda and Harold. Amanda, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Okay, I fractured my wrist. I just got a hard cast put on it, and I'm heading back to work. Tomorrow is my first day back. And I assumed, I'm very excited to get my coworkers at the bank to sign my cast. And when I, you know, when I told my husband, Harold, about how excited I was, he had a very negative reaction to it, calling it unprofessional, said I wouldn't be taken seriously at the bank. I'm so confused. I thought, if you get a hard cast, isn't it implied? Isn't it very normal to get it signed by the people around you? I just don't think it's weird or unprofessional. So we're just in a big disagreement over this.
Well, Harold is the crusher of dreams and all happiness. Harold, what's your big deal with this?
Look, my wife has kind of a goofy sense of humor. It's something I love about you, Amanda. But I think this is a step too far. Like, you know, you work in HR at the bank. People come in to see you on some of their worst days. Then you're going to have, like, all these goofy sayings written on your arm by your coworkers. This is an elementary school, babe. Like, I don't think it's a good idea. And I think it's an actively bad idea.
I so disagree. I think, if anything, if they come in, it'll put them more at ease. Well, I think it's super cute. It's like an accessory.
What if you have to tell them, like, they've been... What if you have to fire somebody? What if you have to scold somebody for doing the wrong thing? Which is, you know, that's half of your job, right? You can't have, like, smiley faces and peace symbols and all kind of goofy writing on your cast while you're trying to instill discipline. Like, I think it's going to backfire.
I disagree.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like a hairstyle. Listen, it's all coming off anyways, right? It's going to be on there for 6 to 8 weeks. It's not the end of the world. On the other hand, if you know you're going to fire somebody on Wednesday, I wouldn't have them sign your cast on a Tuesday. Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
If you're going to fire somebody, don't have them sign your cast.
Yeah. But, I mean, on the other hand, if I'm the boss, while it's a little juvenile, at the same time, it is kind of fun. No cast looks good. Unless you're getting the black one, Anna, something that, you know, stays a color. Yeah. You can get a black one. You can get a red one now. Some doctors, they'll give you the option. Some offices, they'll give you an option. Like, that's cooler looking, but a cast never looks cool. And certainly anybody that ever walks into that office is going to ask you about that cast. So
exactly. It's a conversation starter. And by the way, the cast is white. It's begging to be drawn on.
You got it specifically white so that your coworkers could draw on it. I don't understand you, babe. Okay. I don't.
I did not. Uh-huh. The doctor just gave it to me white, but not my choice, Harold.
Yeah.
All right.
I see through you, honey.
I just think they get dirty and they get discolored anyway. So I'm like, why not?
It's not something I would do, but I can understand if you want to. Let's see what the audience has to say. If you're an adult and you have a corporate job, is it a big deal if you get your coworkers and friends to sign your cast?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
Can you be too old to have your cast signed? Because Amanda is going back to work on Monday and she can't wait. She has a broken arm. She's been out of work and she wants all her coworkers to sign it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when you've been out for a couple of days or you had some sort of injury, you're going to have to explain that injury to everybody comes in. Right. And I think that it's fun for your team to all be involved when you get there. But Harold disagrees. Harold says, listen, Amanda, you are the head of HR at your bank. What if you have to tell somebody some terrible news? What if you had to deny somebody something? What if you have to let somebody go? He's like, this just seems juvenile and immature. You can't have that on your cast.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Cliff, what do you think about this?
I think his panties are two sizes too small. He's a buzzkill.
100%.
If I tried to tell my wife what she couldn't wear or do at work, I'd be need some serious medical attention.
Cliff, that's a clinical diagnosis, is it? Thank you.
Yeah, panties too small is definitely a medical diagnosis.
Yeah, so we're going to write him a script. Get some larger underwear. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Cliff. Yeah. Who said are you on? 1-800-330-9999. If you have a cast, is it okay if people sign it, like your coworkers, as a grown adult? Because Amanda got her arm broken. She's going back to work on Monday, and she says she can't wait to have all her coworkers sign it. And her husband said, say what?
Yeah. Harold thinks it's a bad idea. She's in HR at the bank. He's like, listen, you have a serious job, and sometimes you're talking to people on what's going to be their worst day of the week. And if you've got like a silly cast, it's a big deal. Here's the thing about cast, Anna. It wouldn't bother me, anything that's drawn on it, what color it is or whatever. The thing about cast that bothers me, when they start to smell like feet.
I would like to put a Venmo link on my cast in case anybody just feels sad and wants to send me $4.
How about a QR code that leads to our website, right? That'd be pretty nice, huh? Not a bad idea. I like where your head's at.
What do you think? Adults getting their cast signed. 1-800-330-9999. Sarah, do you think it's appropriate for adults to get their cast signed?
I definitely do think so. I mean, I'm 42. If I get one, I want people to put everything on it because it's plain if you don't put something on it.
Right.
Who cares what kind of job you do? It lightens it up. I mean, if I get a cast, I'm putting all Jack Skeleton stuff all over it.
Okay, that's cool.
So, I mean, basically, if you get a cast and you haven't decorated it, then you have no friends and you feel lonely and you're upset.
You're a dork.
Okay. Yeah, and but it sounds like you're also looking forward to getting a cast at some point now, possibly for the possibility of decorating it. Is that correct?
For Jack Skeleton.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, come over here. Anna will break your arm today.
No, I will not do that.
She will do it. She'll do it. Do it, Anna. Break it.
Thank you.
Hi, Tommy. What do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Harold. Yeah, I'm on Harold's side. Big time, man. He's got to keep his chick in check.
Yeah.
That's pretty childish to do at a big job like that.
Right. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. So Thomas says, you'll do what I say when you go to work. Hey, Robert, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. Like, let her have some fun with it. I mean, you know, it just brings up, it's a good story. Then she can talk to people about what happened and, oh my goodness, and have a laugh about it. And you know what? It's going to make everyone else have a good time doing it, too. They can personalize it. They can tell her what they think of her, best wishes and all that. And we don't have that kind of personal connection anymore. So I think that's a really good idea.
See that? If we want people to get along in it, we should all have casts.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amanda, our audience agreed with you. It's your arm. It's your broken arm. You can get it signed if you want. You can do whatever you'd like.
Yay! I am so happy to hear that. Sorry, Harold.
I think the first person you ask is the bank president, right? You walk in and go, hey, what's up with signing my cast, you know? And if he goes, I think that's a terrible idea, then you change your plan. But if he signs it... It's, you know, it's full speed ahead at that point.
Fine. Yeah, I like that plan. I'll do that.
If the president knows, Harold, your wife keeps her job. Everything is fine.
You know, I guess that's fine. If big man up top signs it,
right.
Then maybe I just don't know what I'm talking about. We'll see.
Yeah. If you are the guy who comes in there and is be like, I don't think you should get your cast signed. People are going to be like, okay, Ike Turner, what'd you do to her wrist? See?
You don't think I should do that? I should barge into my wife's work? All right.
I wouldn't do that. Okay. I definitely would not do that.
All right. Well, we wish you the best, and I hope your arm heals quickly.
Thank you so much.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com. $5,900 today is the jackpot for Can't Beat Raven.
Thanks.
All right.
God.
Vanessa and Ari. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
You know, I would love to give you this money heading into the weekend.
We would really love that, too.
Yeah. Yep. Do you know your stuff? You feeling confident?
We're feeling good on a Friday.
All right. Love it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, you two. $5,900.
All right. I'm really going for crazy stuff today because I'm trying to find the right person to take him down to win this money. Here's how it works. You can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties do go to Raven. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Number one, Prince Harry reunited with his father, King Charles, for the first time in 19 months. They met at the monarch's official residence where they have the changing of the guard. Where is that?
Buckingham Palace.
Number two, pumpkin spice searches on Google have reached a new all-time high.
which popular chain helped make pumpkin spice lattes a cultural staple in the U.S.?
Starbucks.
Number three, Daniel Day-Lewis admits that retiring in 2017 was a mistake and is now acting again. He famously won an Oscar for portraying Abraham Lincoln. What famous speech did Lincoln give on November 19th, 1863?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay. The Gettysburg Address.
Number four, Emmys are Sunday night with Severance with the most nominations at 24. What scientific item is the Emmy statue holding up?
A globe.
And number five, How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action version, will be available to stream along with the three animated films before it on Peacock soon. What is the name of Hiccup's dragon?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo!
3 out of 5 for Vanessa and
Ari. Okay, not great, not terrible. Whoa. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Prince Harry reunited with his father, King Charles, for the first time in 19 months. Mm-hmm. They met at the monarch's official residence where they have the changing of the guard. Mm-hmm. Where is that?
It's the Clarence House.
No. The changing of the guard happens at Buckingham Palace. Number two.
You sure that's where it happened?
I am positive. That's the official residence, and they have the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace.
I just read an article yesterday said it happened at the Clarence House.
He lives at the Clarence House. But they met at the official residence, which is Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
Number two, pumpkin spice searches on Google just reached a new all-time high. Which popular chain helped make pumpkin spice lattes a cultural staple in the U.S. when it launched in 2003?
Starbucks?
Yes. Number three, Daniel Day-Lewis admits that retiring in 2017 was a mistake and is now acting again. He famously won an Oscar for portraying Abraham Lincoln. What famous speech did Lincoln give on November 19th, 1863?
Just going to take a shot, say Gettysburg Address.
That's right. Uh-huh. Number four, Emmys are Sunday night with Severance with the most nominations at 24. What scientific item is the Emmy statuette holding up?
Gosh. Is it an atom?
It is an atom.
Ah!
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I've asked you that in the past and you've gotten it wrong.
What have I said?
People, the same thing Vanessa and Ari have said is that a globe.
No, because you got to remember it's got the lines, it's hollow.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Yeah, it's an atom.
Yeah, the reason why she has wings is to symbolize art, and the reason why she has an atom is to symbolize science. Number five,
okay.
How to Train Your Dragon, the live action version, will be available to stream along with three animated films before it on Peacock soon.
Yeah.
What is the name of the Hiccup's dragon?
Is it Toothless?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, ladies, 4-3 today. Oh. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I got to tell you, I thought you had me because I really believed I had answer number one.
And you have no idea how much I deep dived it yesterday to make sure I phrased it in the right way.
Well, you better make sure you did. Oh, that one was tricky.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
close.
Ladies.
So close. Thank you. It's Vanessa and Ari. We can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you two. When we come back on Monday, $6,000.
Also, I want to thank Stacy. She supplied me with one of the questions I used today. And if you have an idea for a question, too, head to annonraven.com and submit it there.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.